Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Castology.
Oh boy, am I excited because it is me front and center.
You sound excited.
What?
You sound excited.
Oh, I do. Yeah, well, I mean, we just come off talking about The Matrix, right? And could I talk about The Matrix for this little episode? We're not going to do that.
Could you pull out multiple Matrix podcasts?
Oh, my God. No, not today, unfortunately, because it is my mini-sode specifically.
It's the Nick cast.
It is the Nick cast.
With
but
Liz and Zane.
Yeah, you're here.
Featuring.
You two are present, but this is my time.
And you know what? I thought I'd be less excited, but then when you're like, it's my episode, I was like, shit, yeah, I don't have to do any work.
I know, you close your laptop like almost immediately.
I was like, I'm done.
Thank fuck.
It was very decisive.
I know exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah. Nothing.
What
are we talking about?
Well, what do you think?
I don't know.
Sport.
Oh, fuck you.
Well, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to do anything.
Okay.
Though. You just have to react.
Right. Here's my judgment face.
I wanted to pick my best in sport podcasts. Now, don't give me that look, please.
Not looking at you. Yeah, I'm looking at
you,
the
look
ceiling.
Somewhere else.
My eyes have rolled back into my head.
You enjoy what I'm about to say. So I wanted to talk about, and for the most part, these recommendations are very quick fire. I have recommended them in the past. Liz, I feel like you might have actually maybe dodged one of these episodes because we might have did it while you had your little sabbatical.
Oh, damn.
What a shame.
Oh, damn. Yeah, well, that's the idea of these, though. Rapid fire, so that if people are looking for curated lists,
yeah,
banging.
They got them.
Exactly. And so when I went with this, I went very specifically sport by sport. So I thought, rather than going all of my favorite basketball podcasts, because there's a lot, I was like, what are my favorite podcasts in the sporting realm?
Arena, I feel, is an appropriate word.
Yeah, actually, it's probably better than what I use, which realm feels pretty good. But anyway, that's beside the point.
Yeah.
So my first recommendation is the No Dunks podcast. I recommended this a few months ago. It is the most accessible basketball podcast, in my opinion, in that it is very casual to listen to, but it doesn't talk purely about basketball. They've got lots of different little sort of, they do like mini-sodes where they actually talk about different sports.
And
now,
most importantly, zero dunks.
Zero dunks. I don't know if any of these dudes can dunk, so beats me. There's an Australian on there, Lee Ellis, one of my favorite podcast hosts of all time. He's very funny, very old, but knows his shit. But
can I just say, I am relishing the mood of the table where you are fighting against.
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm sitting there, I'm like, try real fucking hard.
I was enjoying the fact
here.
That I'm sitting here ribbing you and Zane's just sitting there quietly staring at the table.
Liz is looking at the roof
say
and
anything.
Looking outside and shit.
If you like sport, this is Nick's episode.
Yeah. So this one is a really good episode, a really good show, sorry, if you're looking for anything basketball related, but also Survivor related because they're big Survivor fans. And
I do like Survivor.
They're legitimately Survivor episodes, which they're about to cover because season 41 starts, well, not when this comes out, but very soon. Well, this week that we're recording.
Oh, spoiler alert, behind the scenes of how far in advance we record.
Oh, my God. But their Survivor episodes are really good because they do like deep dives into like strategy and shit.
So they actually like label them Survivor episodes. So I can avoid all of
no,
the sports?
No, legitimately, yeah, because they started doing that.
If they put it in with the sports, I'm out.
Well, they started doing that because people were like, I don't want to listen to basketball. I'm listening to talking about Survivor. And so
great.
They did that.
Okay,
so
cool.
There you go. No Dunks. A really good podcast about basketball.
And Survivor.
Well, when it's on. My next recommendation, and I'm trying to get this fast because I want to try to get 7 to 8 minutes. When you've just shut up. So my next recommendation is the fifth and last NRL podcast. Now, we do have some international listeners. We have this big sport here called the NRL, which is the National Rugby League. It is a sport that doesn't make a lot of sense, but it's really good. I really love it. But this podcast is it's locally produced. It's been going for years and years and years. And the two hosts are just really good to listen to because they have a really good blend of talking about the game itself in like sort of the X's and O's. Zane's looking at me really checked the fuck out, which is so
How
funny.
How dare you? I was being silent, and now you've insulted me, so I'm going to interrupt you.
How dare you? But they also do it like every week with their episodes. I can't look at you, Zane, because you keep looking at me with judgment. Oh, I'm going to look over here.
It's just eye contact, Nick.
This is just my face. God, okay. I'm getting just inside. My face.
But what Lewis and Brock, the hosts, talk about is they do a really good blend of talking about the game, but also explaining and answering questions from listeners that like are very like it's like simple stuff. So if you want to get to know the game, they do a really good job of actually explaining and letting you come into learning that.
For our American listeners, rugby league is kind of like if you stripped all of your football players of all of their protective gear and told them to run at each other.
Yeah,
and then made it a little bit more homoerotic.
Oh, 100%, especially these days as well. Yep.
Shorter, very short shorts.
And their shirts are really fucking tight.
Yeah, I remember
too.
My American friend came over and he was like, "Oh, your footballers are so puny," and I'm like, "They're not wearing any padding." And he's like, "Holy fuck,
yeah,
they're massive!
Nah, they're jacked." Yeah, my man's is jacked.
Is league the one where they scrum? Like that's still
a scrum happens in union and league as well.
Oh, there you go.
It's more prominent in union than it is league.
That's what I was
talking
about.
It's just like all holding each other while going for the ball
in the middle of the field.
Yeah. Group hug everybody while we try and kick each other's balls.
Yeah, it's basically to just bring everyone together.
It's a lot of butt touching.
My next recommendation is Ordinarily Speaking. I recommended this a while ago. Yeah, which was a fascinating podcast from Narrowly Meadows, who is a host. I don't know what she's doing currently because she got let go from her job at Fox during the whole COVID
Never liked Fox.
Stuff. But
they're
going
to kill me now.
Oh, you're done for.
No. Well, just don't fire everybody.
Yeah, well, just don't. It's not hard.
I mean, that's bare minimum. Just don't sexually harass anyone.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so simple.
good plan. But I like this one because it's about the people the sport.
So Narrowly Meadows, she's a fascinating and wonderful interviewer, brings on sports stars to talk about their life in the sport, but also it does have quite a distinct focus on the mental health of these athletes and stuff like that. And there's some really powerful episodes that she has worked on over the last year, and she still continues to work on the show. I actually thought she was going to stop because at the time I think there was so little going on within the sporting realm because of all the lockdowns and all that sort of stuff that she just didn't really like she stopped, but she's back and she's been releasing episodes, and the show is as good as ever. So if you really are looking for a show about sport that isn't necessarily about sport, Ordinarily Speaking, and it's spelt a bit weird.
Ordinarily.
You check the show notes, you'll see the correct spelling because it's not ordinarily spelled. Mm. Well, it actually works. But it's a really, really fascinating show. I love this show so much because it just is a break from just purely talking sport. You know what I mean?
Oh, I do.
You do. So hurtful. And my last recommendation, I did recommend this one as well, is Beyond the Grid, the podcast about F1 racing, which both of you, I think, kind of liked because of the I don't know if you liked it actually.
I remember saying it's a quality podcast that I do not engage with.
Do not
with.
Give a shit about.
No,
yeah, exactly.
I've just found out that one of my best friends in the whole world is obsessed with F1 and I'm like,
and I guarantee it's come from the Netflix documentary.
Why?
Because that's why everyone loves F1s now, because of the Netflix documentary.
No, I reckon she's been a fan a lot earlier and it made me really sad. She's like, I
like
to watch
how this time last year everyone loved chess.
Yeah.
Is that because of Queen's Gambit? Yeah.
Which I still haven't watched.
Has that been a year since it came out?
Something like
time
that.
Jesus. So wibbly wobbly.
But look, Beyond the Grid is like the F1 sanctioned podcast. So it's like the official podcast. So they bring on all the drivers and all the people behind the scenes.
Oh,
and
I remember saying that it's good that they actually have access to the people, which is was the good thing, rather than just talking about a sport with no access to anyone and no shits about.
And look, to be fair, there is a barrier of entry. Like if you're not familiar with F1s, it is a tough one to get into. But it is a decent companion to have alongside when you're watching.
Zane and I just looked at each other. If you're not familiar with F1, and we're just like,
How are we doing for time, Zane?
I mean, what were you aiming for?
8 minutes.
You're well over.
Shit! Anyway.
Don't worry, I'll go even further over in my episode. So.
Fuck yeah. So, just to backdate it. My recommendations are only 4 podcasts this week, so
and
it's
yet
no
you
dunks.
Still went over time.
No Dunks, the fifth and last NRL podcast, Ordinarily Speaking and Beyond the Grid. I've had my time. I'm feeling really good. I'm feeling energized now, even though you two have just come at me.
You've had to up the ante because we're not adding energy into your conversation.
Yeah,
you're like this.
Yeah, cool. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right. Basketball and cool. cars.
Yeah.
And
yeah, cars.
Homoeroticism.
Homoeroticism on the
sports
field.
Ball.
But anyway, I feel good after doing that, so that pretty much leaves it there.
Maybe it's a rating and a review.
Oh, yeah, do that.
Yeah.
Just reach out on social media. Yeah. Tell us about your podcast or your favourite podcast or your podcast that you think we would like.
Send some sports podcasts in for Nick that you think Zane and I won't hate.
I don't want to spoil it, but we have had a listener write in a Nick-specific podcast.
Oh, fuck off. Oh, shit. I do.
Now
like,
he's
if,
happy.
If this you is- are listening to this, though, I do have a specific request for our US or maybe not even just specifically US, but listeners who watch the NFL, I would like to know what podcast you would recommend for someone that wants to watch the NFL or understand the NFL. I watch
so
it.
A good entry level.
Yeah,
NFL
the only time I watch it is when the Super Bowl's on, and even then, I only watch it for the halftime show and the ads.
I just want to add on to your call out. Anyone who knows of a podcast about dodgeball,
I'm in. Yes,
and I just
I was making a joke, but Nick actually.
No, yes, absolutely.
And I just want to add on, just because I want to make you go even more over time.
Press stop, Zane. Press stop.
You better say keep listening to podcasts, everyone.
Yeah. Oh, is that it? Oh, you. Fucker. Anyway, keep listening to podcasts, people, specifically sports podcasts.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.